Uneasiness spiked through her. The dragon felt it too, and made a concerted pitch for freedom. Constantine shot to his feet. Dragon's people, now!
What is it?
Katya screeched with the last of her human vocal cords. And then she saw the monsters. Like enormous gray mantises, but with black feathered wings. Crap! Their wingspan rivaled the albatross she'd grown used to in Antarctica. Hinged mantis jaws clacked as the abominations opened and shut them. Their mouths were big enough to sever a human head. Heat built in her chest, and fire spewed from her mouth even as she changed form. Would dragonfire kill them? Or did they possess magic rendering them immune to it? She'd never seen anything quite like the dozen or so atrocities, and she'd run across plenty of monsters. These looked like a cross between a relatively harmless insect and a raptor with spiky tips on its wings. Except the whole mess was inflated to 100 times the normal size of either of its components. A sweetish stench with overtones of rot wafted her way. Possibly poison, but she wasn't certain. It lacked the acrid reek she associated with the serpent's venom. Was this something new? Were they tangled up with the serpents? Seemed unlikely. She started to ask Constantine, but he was fully engaged, immolating everything he could with fire. Beneath him, the frozen landscape hissed and sizzled as chunks of ice cracked away from cliff faces. Aaron was already airborne. Johann seemed to be stuck mid-shift. Scales sparkled the length of his body, but his arms were still humanoid, and so was his head.
Don't fight the transformation.
She aimed for a calm note, but probably failed abysmally. One of the mantises swooped perilously close. Johann saw it and fainted out of its path with seconds to spare. Was his dragon toying with him because it was still pissed about their last go-round? The whistling, whirring noise intensified. Something about the pitch made her ears ache. It was almost as if they'd picked an amplitude that was destructive on purpose. Of course they did. Stupid of her not to recognize ill intent. She flew over Johann, shielding him with her body.
Hurry!
She repeated the word out loud in the dragon's language. A mantis flew close enough to close its nasty jaws over her flank. It burned like mad, and when she wrenched her hip in an effort to get away, the bastard hung on. Still more heat scored her side. Constantine was coating the mantis with dragon fire. Much like molten magma, the conflagration would continue to grow hotter and hotter until it exploded, hopefully killing the mantis trapped within its maw. Whether dragonfire was indeed a death blow remained to be seen. Several smoking pyres burned below her, but she sensed life within every single one of them. The green dragon was corporeal enough to fly, finally.